At least 300 people have died during more than 5 days of post-election violence in Kenya as slums in the capital Nairobi continue to burn today and thousands are left homeless. A priest of the Society of African Missions and chairman of the Religious Superiors Conference of Kenya, Father Patrick Devine, discussed the situation with us.
There is sporadic violence and it's quite widespread across the country, especially in the western parts of Kenya and the Rift Valley in the centre. Here also in Nairobi, in the very poor slum areas, such as Kibera and Matari Valley, which accounts for nearly 1.5 million people in those areas, there is a lot of violence, and it comes at the day or two after the announcement of the results. It was very prevalent and a lot of deaths, and it's even difficult to know how many people have died. For example, I was speaking to some of our missionaries working in a slum area here outside Nairobi, and they were estimating as much as 70. That was on Sunday. I spoke with some of our missionaries, members of the Religious Superiors Conference of Kenya. Last night they were out helping with injured people, people with bow and arrow wounds. I just say in general that it's really affecting the people on the ground. You know, there is the African proverb that when the elephant fights, it's the grass that gets hurt, and that is the real case here in Kenya at the moment.